First came Angels in America, now Closer. For two projects in a row, director Mike Nichols has turned a controversial play into a movie. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Everything about Closer screams adult. It's got Mike Nichols as director and four accomplished actors in the cast. It's got a play celebrated for its dismal view of human relationships as source material and a hard R as a rating. It's all dressed up, but frankly, it's got nowhere of interest to go, despite involved acting from Julia Roberts, Jude Law, Natalie Portman, and Clive Owen. The result, as someone in the film says, is a bunch of sad strangers, photographed beautifully.
So you're Anna's boyfriend.
A princess can kiss a toad.
Frog.
Toad.
Frog.
Toad, frog, lobster, they're all the same.
So how long have you been seeing her?
4 months, we're in the first flush. It's paradise. All my nasty habits amuse her.
Closer's difficulties start with the material. Adapted by Patrick Marber from his play, Closer presents two men and two women who compulsively lust after each other's partners. It's not the sex they want, really, or even love, but the chance to play sadistic head games with each other. The deception is brutal, and so is the language, as the partners taunt each other with vivid descriptions of their intimate encounters. The point of all this is to provide insight into the way we love now, to expose the reality behind people's puny desire to get closer. But Closer's people are as icy as the animated ones in the Polar Express, their emotional connections too carefully distanced to be involving, and their problems, despite being tricked up with explicit language and cybersex, are fake adult rather than the real thing.
If you love her, you'll let her go, so she can be happy.
She doesn't want to be happy.
Everybody wants to be happy.
Depressives don't. They want to be unhappy to confirm they're depressed. If they were happy, they couldn't be depressed anymore. They'd have to go out into the world and live, which can be depressing.
Anna's not a depressive.
Isn't she?
I love her.
Boo-hoo. So do I.
Mike Nichols puts these slippery characters through their paces with all the cool aplomb of a chess grandmaster, and that's part of the problem. For all his skill, Nichols keeps his distance from genuine as opposed to theatrical emotion, and that makes a bad situation worse. His version of Closer is all slick surfaces, a bauble polished to such a high gloss that finding an emotional handhold is impossible. Closer is duplicity, subterfuge, and betrayal 24/7, as the film's characters mistake self-involvement for passion and selfishness for love. It's not the search for truth, as one of the quartet insists, that separates us from the animals. Rather, it's the complexity and conviction of our emotional lives. That's what Closer so conspicuously lacks.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.